朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
And the most difficult thing would be to teach on a subject where all the rest of the foundation rest upon.
想要教那个最基本、最基本的那个、最那个学问，那其他东西可以建筑在上面的，这是最难最难的。
Have you tried to teach a young child why is 1 + 1 = 2?
你有没有想到你要教小孩说1+1=2？
You can tell me, 1 + 1, you only 2 fingers, that's fine too. And they believe you, don't they?
他们就相信你。
But if you talk to a mathematician,
但若是你跟一个数学家要去跟他要去教导他。
And he asks you, why 1 + 1 = 2?
他可以问你为什么一加一。
And you probably spend 20 pages explaining why 1 + 1 = 2.
也许你要花20页的20页来解释为什么一加一等于二。
Dear brothers and sisters, there are some very basic things about the gospel. God has to do it with revelation in your heart, not through reason.
所以在福音里面有一些最最基本的东西，实在是不能教导，而是靠神的灵来去。
Don't we take this fact?
那些我们就接受认为是事实的。
Are really the revelation from Jesus.
From the Holy Spirit.这些事情其实都是神亲自来启示我们的，我们就这样接受认为是一个事实。
We call them the spiritual foundation.
我们把这些当作我们的那个属灵的一个基础。
Dear brothers, it's not by taught by teaching, is it?
但是弟兄姊妹，这实在不是因为教导。
If you were taught, then why are so many people not willing to be taught? They cannot be taught.
如果你觉得这是可以教就可以学到的话，为什么那么多人不愿意学呢？
Because it is a condition of their heart.
因为实在是他们心里面的情形。
That determines whether God can give them the revelation.
把心里的情形来决定，是不是神在这时候要将这样的启示给他。
Some of the very simple scriptures says, if you know that the Son of God is in you, then you have eternal life.
有些很简单的这个经文就是说，若是你知道神的儿子在你里面，你就有永生。
These are statements depend on the revelation and the accomplished word.Accomplished work of the Holy Spirit.
这些完全是靠圣灵的启示以及神所做成的功。
It otherwise doesn't make any sense.
不然的话，就一点都没有意思。
Son of God in me, so I have eternal life. How do I know that?
如果你说耶稣这个神的儿子在我里面，我就有永生。我怎么知道是这样子呢？
You do if you do not accept the spiritual revelation and take them in as a very simple fact.
Let me tell you, it's hard to convince you.
如果你不能够就这样子把它接受进来，把它当做一件事实接受的话，非常非常完全不可能来，我能有人来说服你。
John said, "In the beginning was the Word."
约翰说，在起初太初有道。
And there, he didn't mean to have any argument or expository or any explanation that he has to give.
约翰在这里讲这句话的时候，并没有期待有别有要要有什么要在这上面有什么辩论，或者是有什么人能够给他能够再给他怎么样子解释一下。
The word was with God.
在那里就是道与神同在。
And the word was God.
道就是神。
He was talking about something he was given him as a revelation that he treasured so much.
他在这里说到的是一个他曾经受到这样的启示，而在那里他实在是非常非常最宝贵的这一个。
It is divine operation.
这是一个神圣的一个神圣的事情。
That we call faith.
这个我们所说的就是我们所说的信。
That we call the revelation.
就是我们所说的启示。
You know, John, he not only did received the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
约翰不仅是从圣灵得到了这样的启示。
But after what, so many years that he followed Jesus.
而且又经过了这么多年，他在那里追随耶稣。
And at his old age, when he had to reiterate what was the most important fact about the teaching of the Son of God.
当他年老的时候，他在回想这一切，他觉得哪一点是最最重要的关于耶稣的事情呢？
He chose to start with the word.
他就这样子，他就决定用这一句话来开始。
God's purpose, God's means, God's wisdom.Everything that God has pertinent to me.
讲到神的创造，神的旨意，讲到这个神的本身。
And in the later statement, in the same chapter, verse chapter one, he said the Word became flesh.
到了在第一章后面一点说，他就说到道成了肉身。
And that flesh incarnated, Word incarnation of flesh, he called Jesus.
而这一个道成了肉身，在我们中间的，他把它称为耶稣。
And you know, he did live with Jesus.
他的确，约翰跟耶稣住在一起过。
He lived with him for 3.5 years.
他跟他三年半都在一起。
During his time, he saw the performance of miracles.
在这个中间，他看到他神在那行神迹。
During the 3.5 years, he heard his teaching.
这三年半里面也听到他一切的教导。
And he witnessed his strength.
也在那里看到了，他亲眼看到他的能力。
And his faithfulness.To the Word of God and to God Himself.
而且看到他对神的话是那样的坚信不疑，而且是他对神的对父神的旨意。
If he understood the sole purpose of Jesus and His mission coming to earth, he understood it.
若是有任何人说是他了解耶稣基督来这里的目的跟他的目的话，那么约翰是一个最了解的人。
He watched that man to be taken away by the Roman soldiers.
因为约翰在那亲眼看到罗马兵丁把这一个人带走。
And he witnessed how he defend or not defending himself before Pilate.
他看到他怎么样，这个人在比拉多面前那样子的，一点都不为他自己辩护。
He witnessed how people took him and nailed him on a cross.
他也看见怎么样人将他带去，将他钉十字架。
He was there.
他心里非常忧伤。
No, he was there.
He was there.
John was there.
他都在那里。
He witnessed everything.
他在那里看到眼见一切。
When he gave out the ghost,
当耶稣断气的时候
，they departed.
他们就都分离了。
And then later on, some other disciples took him and carried him away, put him into the tomb.
然后有些人把耶稣的尸身拿下来，然后放在一个坟墓里面。
And then on the third day, the day after the Sabbath, some men ran to him and told him.He's no longer, he's no more.
过了到了第三天，今天早上，突然间有人来到了他说他的身体不在那里了。
And he and Peter ran to the tomb.
他跟彼得两个人就跑到坟墓那里去。
They were among the first to witness his resurrection.
他就是那些最初的几个人在那里眼睛来见证，用他们亲眼见证这个复活的事。
Not in the physical realm did he see him.
并不是在一个物质的这个警戒里面他看到了他。
For he is resurrected.
因为他已经复活了。
But then the Holy Spirit descended on them when they are convinced that he was resurrected.
意思等到圣灵来向他们明显的说明，让他们说完全，他们就知道他的确他是复活的。
You know, John did more than that.
约翰其实
My statement was that John not only followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
所以我就想要在这里所说的是，约翰非仅他跟随了耶稣三年半。
After he was resurrected and ascended to heaven.
当耶稣复活以后，复活升天以后。
In the Holy Spirit, John was his witness.
在圣灵里面，约翰也成为了一个见证人。
For in the book of Acts, he learned that John and the other disciples became witnesses for Jesus.
因为在行传中，我们可以看见约翰以及其他的门徒都变成了耶稣的见证人。
He's endowed with that power to be his witness in the Holy Spirit.
而且他也被加给那样的能力，在圣灵里面成为耶稣基督的见证人。
Indeed, himself went through Samaria and Judah and everywhere to preach that Jesus is the Son of the Living God and He is the Christ.
而约翰也被差遣到撒玛利亚跟犹太地来见证他是那一位活的救主。
After so many years through persecution, through the prosperity of the church, through everything.
这么多年他在那里非仅是经过了看到教会的这兴旺的情形，也经过了大逼迫。
And he himself was even sent to the Isle of Patmos.
甚至他自己都被放逐到巴摩海岛。
He was in exile in that island and saw the vision of the Son of God.
在海岛上面，他在那里就看见了耶稣基督的异象。
Through all of these things.
他经过了这么许多的事情。
May we say thick and thin.
我们也可以说他经过了真的是大小风浪。
He testified in this book the beginning.He began with a statement, in the beginning was the Word.
经过这么许许多多，在他的书上一句话，就是他这样做见证，太初有道。
And he had witnessed to that Word, that he had lived with him, he had followed him.
而他也正见证这一个道，就是那一位他曾经跟他一起住过，也曾经他也跟随过的那一位。
You have to understand, in that capitalized word, the Word, how much has it meant to John?
我想你们应该都能够了解那一个道，那一个用英文字前面有大写的那一个道，那个字对于约翰来讲是何等的重要。
It is more than an idea.
并不光只是一个想法。
It is a person.
而是一个人。
No, it's more than a person.
而不光只是一个人。
He is everywhere.
他是无所不在。
He is God Himself, feeling everything.
他就是神自己在那里充满了万有。
He is the Holy Spirit.
他就是圣灵。
He is God Himself revealed and unfold.
他就是神自己在那里显现出来，在那里完全被彰显出来。
He is everything to John.
对约翰来说，他是他的一切。
The very purpose he was living for.
也就是他一切生活的目的。
And that he was dying for.
也是他死的原因。
The very thing of his work.
他也是他的工作。
And the very thing to express his love to this one eternally, he was grateful to.
也是他愿意将他的
All his love that he wanted to pour out to.
也是那一位他要将他所有一切的爱都能流露倾倒出来。
You know, different things mean different depth when we are growing in the spiritual thing.
在我们在那个属灵的在属灵的成长里面，常常有些不同的事情呢，代表很多不同的不同程度上有些不同的代表。
You know, a simple tune by Bill Gaither.
有一个Bill Gaither 的一个很简单的一个曲子，一个诗歌。
He said, "The more I serve him, the more I love him."
里面他就说，我越服侍他，我就越爱他。
The longer I live, the longer I serve, the more I live him. I love him.
他说：“我越是服侍他，我就更越来越爱他。”
Well, if you put that thought to John and the expression, the word.
但是你想想，如果是约翰来经历这样子的诗歌的时候，那里所说的那个道。
It meant too much to him.
那个道呢？对于约翰来讲呢，实在是一切的一切。
Dear brother and sister, do you understand what God has given us?
弟兄姊妹，你能不能够真的了解神到底是给了我们什么
？If you have understood, so to speak,
若是你已经了解
，that in the beginning was the Word.
我们知道太初有道。
And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and He had tabernacled in among us.
而道成了肉身，住在我们中间，在我们人中间，在人之人中间支搭帐幕。
Then later on, I just told you that He went through all the difficulty and eventually died for us on the cross.
我们后来也知道他耶稣经过种种的困难，至终在为我们在十字架上死。
And finally, he has through many, many means, many, many people to bring the gospel to you.
而且他后来又让许许多多的人在那里跟他做见证，把终究把福音带到了我们这。
And with such a sheer luck.
好像就是那么样子那么很幸运的。
That you believe him.
结果你正好又相信了他。
Dear friends, I'm talking about some very, very slim chance that you and I became Christian.
所以如果我们这么想的话呢，我们要成为一个基督徒，实在是那个机遇是豁然率是非常小。
By the sheer luck, our heart was open for some weird reason or one or another. We believe in Jesus.
怎么那么好玩？就在那个时候，我们的心又是那么样开了，就愿意来接受而变成基督徒呢
？Are you going to let that miracle stop at the face value of being saved only?
你们愿意不愿意光是让这一个神迹，就是光停在这里，让你是仅仅得救呢
？I mean.Do you want to carry on with that miracle?
愿不愿意将那个神迹能够再继续的再往前发展
？Or let me put it bluntly.
或者是让我再讲的更坦白一点。
How much do you know this word, Jesus?
你到底对这位道，这个耶稣，你到底他了解他多少？
How much do you know his presence in your life?
你对于他在你生命中的目的，到底你了解不了解？
How much do you know about his power in your life?
你对他的能力到底了解多少？
How much do you know about his love in your life?
你对他对你的爱，你有了解吗？
How much do you know him?
你到底认识他多少？
Dear brother and sister, John spent all his life. At the end, that book was one of his productions.
约翰是花了他一生的功夫，到终了，他有这么一本书写出来。
I say it's a big book, a great book.
我说这本书实在是太伟大，太了不起。
John himself said, all the knowledge of the world of Jesus, the world cannot contain.
约翰是自己他是说，对于要是耶稣所有做的事情，若是全写出来，他的书世界都容不下。
And he said, there are many, many things I could have put into the book, but I wouldn't. There's no space.
有许许多多事情我应该都应该记下来的，但是没地方，我没办法写了。
But I wrote this so that you may know that Jesus is the Son of Living God, and He is the Christ, God in all names.
但是我要这样子写，就要告诉你们，耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And believe in Him, you may have eternal life.
我相信他，你就可以得到永生。
Dear brother and sister, let me ask you and put everybody, including myself, in challenge.
我想我在这里就要问各位，也包括我自己在里面。
How much do you know Jesus?
我们到底认识耶稣有多少
？I mean, would you, through gone through what John has gone through?
你要不要也经过像约翰所经历的那一切
？And then was asked, said suppose this publisher who gave you a lot of money trying to say, hey, Peter, write a book about Jesus that you know.
也许他说有一个也许有个出版家出版商来请你写本书说彼得呀你认识耶稣是怎么样啊你写出来好不好
How much would you write?
你能写多少
What would you write?
你会写什么
In what depth would you write?
是写的深度如何
Dear brothers, do you see the point I'm asking?
所以就这么你了不了解我在这里为什么这样问
I've always tried to preach the message that we need to know Jesus the more.
一直这样子在这里传讲这样的信息，就是我们实在是要更深的认识耶稣。
No, last time I preached, how great is your God?
上一次我在这里时候，我讲到你的神有多大。
I guess the same thing. How much you know deep about him?
这些是一样的，就到底你认识耶稣有多深呢
？Could you with the same intensity of John write that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was God, with such an assurance?
你能不能够像约翰一样？当你写这样的书的时候，你写书说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这么样子肯肯定定的写出这样。
Or maybe you don't have a chance to read to write a book of John. Somebody already wrote it, isn't it?
也许你没有办法写出像约翰福音这样的书，因为约翰已经写。
But you must have come to a lot of people who was trying to find out who Jesus is.
但是你一定会遇到很多人，他们都在那里要追求，要知道到底耶稣是谁。
And you know that without believing Jesus, nobody can have eternal life.
我们也都知道，若是没有若是不信耶稣基督的话，我们也没有人能够得到永生。
Can you tell them in such a short way that I know who Jesus is?
你能不能够用这么简简单单的这样子几句话，就能够告诉人家，说我实在实实在在是认识基督
？Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know how long a lifespan we will each have.
我现在不知道我们每个人都能活多久。
Maybe 20 years, maybe 30 years. I talk about 20 years because I've been Christian for 20 years.
我在说二十年、三十年，因为我做了差不多二十年的基督徒。
How much could you write about Jesus?
那么你做了这么多年基督徒，你到底能够写出多少你认识的这位耶稣
？Oh, dear brothers and sisters, it gives me the great joy to just meditate on that first sentence of it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我这样子光在这里默想前面这几句话的时候，我里面非常非常喜乐。
You see the feeling he has put God in His presence.
因为在这里他，我们看见他把神就在那里，神的同在放在那里。
Everything begins with this God.
因为一切的事情的起手。
Without Him, there was not even you and I.
若是没有神，就没有你我。
How much we do need for His love.How much we have to dedicate our life and making a living sacrifice?
我们是不是应该将我们自己当做献上，当做活祭？
How much should we love?
那我们是不是我们应该多怎么样爱他？
And devote our life to knowing Him.
而将我们的这一生都奉献给他。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a world of shallowness, the age of shallowness.
弟兄姊妹，这个现在的时代是一个很肤浅的时代。
Everything you demand a quick result.
每一件事情，大家都想要你马上有大有很快的 结果。
You know, fast food, fast lane, fast traffic, everything.
这个什么都是速食，有速食的。
Yeah, fast degree.
什么样东西都要快。
And fast buck.
赚钱很快的。
Yeah, and fast marriage.
婚姻也很快。
And fast divorce.
结婚离婚也很快。
Yeah, you don't want a long divorce, but it comes to that, you know. Yeah,
离婚不需要，你不想再拖太久。
Everything is fast.
每样事情都是很快。
But dear brother and sister, we have to strive for the supremacy and the depth of the knowledge of Jesus.
但是我们在这样的世在世代里面，我们实在是还要在那里努力。我们要知道神他的。
它
的超越性。
In the beginning was the word.
太初有道。
And the word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the word was God.
道就是神。
Dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Because of him.
因为。
You and I here make sense.
我们今天在这里才有意义。
Let's love him.
让我们来爱他。
Let's put our life together.
让我们将我们的生命建立起来。
To love him and dedicate our life to live.
我们在这里爱他，也将我们的生命来献上给他。
May we put John as our example.
但愿我们都把约翰拿来当做我们的一个榜样。
The knowledge of Jesus.
对神的认识是我们一生。
We don't all have to write.
我们不需要都成为作家再来写。
But we do have all to know Jesus.
但是我们都要认识耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we praise you and worship you.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们我们的敬拜你。
We come to you and we know who you are.
我们来到你的面前，我们知道认识你是谁。
Because you're in the beginning.
因为你是那一位从起初就有。
And you were with God.
你就是那一位与神。
And you are God.
你就是神。
Jesus, then you come down to earth to live for us.
耶稣，然后你来到地上为我们而活。
And you died for us.
你为我们死。
And you resurrected for us.
你为我们复活。
And you release your life in the Holy Spirit.
将你的生命在圣灵里面释放出来。
So that all may live through this Holy Spirit.
我们能够就借着这圣灵来活在你面前。
With a simple revelation, we all believe in you, Jesus.
就是靠着这个简简单单的启示，我们都相信了。
And we all receive the Holy Spirit through your grace.
我们也都借着你的恩典，我们都接受了圣灵。
For we have testified that who believe Jesus.Has the Holy Spirit in his life, in his heart.
因为我们在这里都做见证，那些接受主耶稣基督的都有圣灵在他们生命中。
And by that intrinsic ability, we can know you more.
也就因为如此，借着圣灵，我们才能更认识。
Lord, we do pray to increase our desire to live with you.
主啊，让我们这样子祷告，让我们有更深的渴慕来为你而活。
Let's have a deeper desire to live for you.
我们有一个更深的渴望能够为你而活。
That we have a desire to live knowing you.
我们也在那里有这样的渴望，能更认识你。
Lord Jesus, increase our desire to know you.
主啊，求你增加我们这样的饥渴来认识你。
That through the life experience, we indeed can say we know who you are.
然后经过我们的一生这些经验，我们可以确确实实的有把握的说，我们认识你。
We look at John the fisherman.
我们看到约翰这一个渔夫。
He had not much of himself to be remembered.
他自己并没有什么事情可以来纪念。
But he knows who Jesus is.
但他知道耶稣是谁。
And through his great writing, we all know him.
而且经由他这样写的书信，我们都来认识了。
Lord, we desire and we envy such a way of living.
主啊，我们实在是羡慕，我们也愿意这样子来为你而。
For there are blessings which were meant to flow out from us.
因为我们知道，因此我们就可以得到祝福。
And there will be people.Who by knowing us shall know Jesus.
也有一些人，因为他们认识了我们，也会认识了耶稣。
And we cannot help loving you once we know you more.
当我们一认识你的时候，我们实在就不得不爱你。
And we cannot help living closer to you once we know you.
我们也不得不，一旦我们认识了你，我们就愿意那样跟你更靠近。
And live a holy life.
而过一个更圣洁的。
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
Lord, I do pray for the congregation that they would all have such a desire.
我在这里为我们整个会众在这里祷告，但愿每一个人都有这样的渴望。
the response of Jesus.
让我们更容易理解，更容易同行。
In Jesus.
靠耶稣基督。
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。